Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura, and you are listening to me today because you are probably in love with me, and I'm grateful for that. I do not take it for granted that you're on here listening, even though I make a point to ghost you guys at least every now and then, a couple times a year. I hope to be consistent. Like, I would love to be disciplined enough to be consistent and just have something solid with you guys, you know. But I say this all the time, so you can't really take my word for it. Well, I haven't talked to you this year, so I guess I should fill you in on what I've been up to. In the new year, a couple of friends of mine and I went to Ghana for the Afrofuture Festival. We had so much fun. It was amazing. I think I should do like a breakdown of all the costs that, but I think I have a general idea. I remember I paid for my flight and that was around 78,000. Although my friends had paid like months in advance and they paid like 30,000 more than I did. I don't know. When you look up your flights, just always choose the cheapest, okay, option. Of course, I can't be speaking to you if I can't be advising you if you intended on going on a first class ticket. But if you are trying to economize, you know, save your money and stuff, when you look up flights, just make sure you click cheapest at the top. There's that option. Yeah, so, but then that's how I end up going to like Diani on 5k flights or like 7k flights. But I only ever use Wilson because I think JKIA is so fucking far. It's so far. Oh my God, why does it have to be all the way over there? And then, you know, sometimes I book my flights and then I don't check where I'm supposed to be. So I realized that I have gone to Wilson instead of JKIA, mostly with local flights. Oh, God. Anyway, it cost like 70 Gs for a flight ticket. And then I paid like 300 some dollars. Was it 300? I feel like it was like $500 for my share of the Airbnb. We were four, so that was a pretty expensive Airbnb. We also made the mistake of choosing one that was like a 5-minute drive away from the airport. So, you know, that's like, I don't know, it's more expensive than the apartments, the Airbnbs that are a bit more interior. Anyway, we did not know that. And also, it's the white girl who, the white girl in the group is the one who booked. I don't know. I just feel like the Airbnb app is biased on race. I don't know. Can I make such bold claims right now? So they suggested like the most expensive Airbnbs, but do I say? Anyway, we were staying in a place called Cantonments, but I hear East Legion, I don't know, East something is like a really nice place to stay as well. Ghana was so freaking beautiful. It's so safe, surprisingly. My friends and I walked back home from the concert at night. It was like 4 a.m. in the morning. There are no people on the road who are gonna mug you or anything. I also didn't see any police anywhere, which is crazy. Maybe I just didn't have my eyes peeled, or the uniform is just not as conspicuous as ours. But yeah, I had so much fun. I went from the 27th to the 2nd. I was supposed to meet Chaxi from Mic Check Podcast, but we ended up just not crossing paths. Also, I feel like he's a night guy, like he'll be up all night. And I am a sleeper. Did I tell you I also missed New Year's because I fell asleep? I took a quick nap. I told my friend to wake me up. I had her talking about me. I had them talking about me being like, oh my gosh, is she okay? Oh my gosh, she's gonna sleep through like the fireworks. Bitch, if you don't wake me up right now. Also, I was awake, so if I wanted to, I would have just woken up. I didn't really take offense to that. That was funny, actually, hearing people who know me talk about how my new, I don't know, I've been sleeping a lot, although recently I've not been sleeping as much as I used to last year. I realized that I was that life was passing me by while I was sleeping, and I don't want to have that anymore. And then also, I came back on the second. I went straight to Mwenda's to meet my friend Manu. Mwenda's is a local joint in Nairobi where cocktails are like 500 bob. And I don't know what they put in there, but you just need three cocktails and you're gonna black out. So if you drive, don't drive to Mwenda's. Just take a quick Uber. Go take your Mugash. Mugash, I think, is the Long Island. It's blue. It looks like a blue curacao or a blue lagoon, I think. But then it's Mugash and it tastes like Long Island. Does it taste like a Long Island? Anyway, I'm a Long Island addict and I can't take that one. It's just too difficult for me. Straight up liquor. I don't know what that is. I always have whiskey sours when I go to Mwenda's, which I find a bit more palatable. Yeah, I do whiskey sours and perhaps Manyata. I'm a Manyata holic. But this year I've not been having nearly as many Manyatas as I did last year. So maybe we're growing, we're progressing. We love that. We love that. I also have school. I haven't registered my units yet though, but I need to, and I need to start as soon as possible because my school is self-paced. I'm taking my master's in law and it could go on forever because it's self-paced. Like I decide when I have the classes, I decide when I want to study, I decide when I'm gonna submit my assignments. You get what I mean? So it's free. I'm free. I'm in the University of East London. I'm doing it online and I got an 80% scholarship. I found like an agency in Westlands and I applied and I got an 80% scholarship, which was not a horrible deal. It's amazing. We love it. My mom and I and my dad, we agreed that that sounded like a good option, viable option, especially because I'm still doing KSL. I finished my pupillage, but then I still have exams to go and I don't know. That one, I'm leaving it to God. I hope to get admitted to the bar, but am I lacking sleep because of it? No. Because I made my choices, I made my decisions. I lay my bed. I made my bed. It's time to lay in it. Anyway, my last episode as well on here was just me going on and on and on about how I really wanted a boyfriend. But now, after much thought or or a change in hormones or something, I don't know. I go through phases of life where I feel like I need to be with someone because I feel like I get lonely sometimes. And then after some time, that entire feeling just passes, and I realize how grateful I am that I'm single and that no one's on my case. But I have a little crush right now, and I've been talking to him for like 3 weeks. But let's see how it goes. I really like him. He's a nice boy. He makes me happy. Yeah, what else? I guess that's enough of the personal life. Work. I have a backlog of content that I need to catch up with. Obviously, this was one of them. I needed to make this up episode like in January. It's February 2nd right now. I haven't spoken to you guys since last year. I made an episode in Ghana, but then it was so chaotic. I think my friends were laughing in the background and we were drunk, and so it just didn't make sense why I would upload a mediocre episode just because I need to talk to you. That's not how it works. Sometimes it works like that, but sometimes it just doesn't. You know, it doesn't all go well with my New Year's resolutions, which I barely have any, by the way. But this year, I think I have a backlog of dreams that I also need to just carry on this year. I don't necessarily have new dreams. I'm not really. I don't know. I can't say that because I'm actively living a new life every day, like a new day every day. The day is new and it comes with its own experiences and new experiences and stuff. But I'm not necessarily hoping for things that I haven't been hoping for a couple of years now. What's stuck in my couch? That looks like a needle. I need to get it out. So let's talk about these issues. I have a couple issues that I want to talk about because it is what it is, you know. The Grammys. I'm gonna talk about the Grammys. The Grammys were yesterday or today, I don't know. Have I even been living life like a normal person? The Grammys, I am so happy about the Grammys, especially because if you know me, you know I love Olivia Dean. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you probably stumbled upon a season of my episodes where I was uploading copyrighted music, which was a horrible idea. But I had so much fun, and this was 2022. I didn't know better. So in one of those episodes, I posted an episode, sorry, an episode about Olivia Dean's song "Be My Own Boyfriend," and then I think I also played "The Hardest Part," which was my favorite song in 2022. And today, when I watched the Grammys, of course, I saw her being awarded. She won Best New Artist of the Year, and I am so freaking proud of her. I am so excited about like this new phase of her life. She said today in her acceptance, she said yesterday in her acceptance speech, that she's been doing this and she's been going at it with her manager for around 10 years now, and she is just so happy that it's finally her turn and that the Grammy is for her and for her manager and for everyone else who like puts in an effort in her music and stuff. I loved watching her get that award. It was so refreshing. Definitely a very well-deserved Grammy. Then of course, GNX won Best Rap Album. Kendrick Lamar, oh my God, if you know me again, or if you follow me on Instagram, my username is at underscore Nyambuzi. Please make sure you follow me. You know that I listened to GNX every day at work, every morning at while I was getting ready to go to work. I listened to GNX. I will sing GNX from the first song to the last song. My favorite song, actually, they keep changing. You know, it's an album I can listen to over and over and over again. I even have it on my phone. I think my favorite. I love Worked Up Mural. Worked Up Mural. I like GNX. I like Luther. I like that song that starts with "Me and my bitch got a complicated relationship." I don't know, I forget the name. Then there's also the "Listen to Your Heart." Listen to Your. Nah, I've forgotten. It's "Use Your Heart and Not Your Eyes." Oh God, I love that song. I don't know why I'm forgetting the name. I absolutely love Kendrick. Can you tell? He's my favorite rapper. And then Leon Thomas, Mud. Oh God, last year I kept telling my friends that Mutt is such a Yana song. Like, it's such a song by a man who's yearning. You know, it's like, I know the lyrics goes something like, she said, "Take your time, what's the rush?" She said, "Take your time, what's the rush?" Yeah. Oh, I said, baby, I'm a dog. I'm a mutt. A mutt is a dog. It's like, baby, please, I can't like take my time. I'm a dog. It's a real lover. A real lover. So yeah, those are my three wins that I'm really happy about. I didn't see Beyoncé at the Grammys. Tyler won an African category award. I'm not sure which one. I think Best
Best
African
African.
Song Performance. You can talk on my podcast, babe. I have a very easygoing podcast. We allow guests.
Dear gentle readers.
No, wait a second. Can we just talk about Nicki Minaj and Trump?
No.
What the fuck?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Honestly, girl, what are
She's
you doing?
my
You
racine.
know, Laura and I were watching the conference where she was talking. Oops, that's my door upstairs. We were talking about, oh, we were watching Nicki Minaj and Trump, and Trump was just going on and on about how he's gonna also grow his nails because he thinks that Nicki Minaj's nails are really nice. And she's just there giggling, they're holding hands. She's doing the peace sign while they're taking pictures. Girl, have
Never
you?
seen. Should I leave now?
What the hell? You should have left yesterday, ho. What do you mean? Oh my God,
In
girl.
2021, was it 2021 or 2020 when she was celebrating Kamala's win?
Oh, she was.
Yeah, she was like, "We need
What?
it, Joe." She posted a tweet.
She did.
She did.
Oh my God. I don't know.
I'm a migrant.
Can you imagine? That's the most disappointing part. Like, you're a black woman. You've seen the that struggle of the black women and men in your country.
And what Trump and even ICE is doing to ICE, migrants.
Yeah, and immigrants and how they're actually suffering through ICE because of Trump and his sanctions to countries. And what are we doing? And then, so my personal theory is, I think Nicki Minaj actually has like an illness that's underlying. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, Nicki, girl, we need... Oh, my God. And then while we're on this topic about feeling like someone has an illness that they don't quite know about, I want to read for you Kanye West's apology. Well, he posted this. He went to Wall Street Journal and... people are saying that he's a black man. How could he have petered all those black people magazines?
And Ebony, then he, yeah, the shade room.
<The shade room. laughs> you've petered all those black owned platforms that you could have been apologizing to black people straight to, but then you went to Wall Street Journal. Okay, let me get it just now. I need to read that for you because I kind of felt for him, and I want to hear your opinion in the comment section. Like, do tell me something. Tell me something about this apology. Why can't I find it? Okay. Because actually, Kanye West, oh God, I feel like he redeemed his... But he made graduation card, and people are just now going to forgive him. I feel like if it has been a mental illness... then we really can't hold that against him. And Cat Williams said this, like, when he was asked about his opinion on Kanye West, people have been saying that Kanye is crazy. Like, they say, oh my gosh, he's mad. So why would you go ahead and put, like, do you know how unfair it is to literally, like, listen to someone who's unwell and put them on a pedestal knowing that they're crazy or they're unwell? And then holding it against them. Like, we should know better. If you know you're not crazy, I don't know. Let me read this apology and then you'll understand, I guess. He goes on to say, to those I've hurt, 25 years ago, I was in a car accident that broke my jaw and caused injury to the right frontal lobe of my brain. At the time, the focus was on the visible damage, the fracture, the swelling, and the immediate physical trauma. The deeper injury, the one inside my skull, went unnoticed. Comprehensive scans were not done, neurological exams were limited, and the possibility of a frontal lobe injury was never raised. It wasn't properly diagnosed until 2023. That medical oversight caused serious damage to my mental health and led to my bipolar type 1 diagnosis. Bipolar disorder comes with its own defense system. Denial. When you're manic, you don't think you're sick. You think everyone else is overreacting. You feel like you're seeing the world more clearly than ever, when in reality, you're losing your grip entirely. Once people label you as crazy, you feel as if you cannot contribute anything meaningful to the world. It's easy for people to joke and laugh it off, when in fact, this is a serious, debilitating disease you can die from. According to the World Health Organization and Cambridge University, people with bipolar disorder have a life expectancy that is shortened by 10 to 15 years on average and are 2 to 3 times higher all-cause mortality rate than the general population. This is on par with severe heart disease, type 1 diabetes, HIV, and cancer, all lethal and fatal if left untreated. The scariest thing about this disorder is how persuasive it is when it tells you you don't need help. It makes you blind, but convinced you have insights. You feel powerful, certain, unstoppable. I lost touch with reality. Things got worse the longer I ignored the problem. I said and did things I deeply regret. Some of the people I love the most, I treated the worst. You endured fear, confusion, humiliation, and the exhaustion of trying to have someone who was, at times, unrecognizable. Looking back, I became detached from my true self. In that fractured state, I gravitated on towards the most destructive symbol I could find, the swastika, and even sold t-shirts bearing it. One of the difficult aspects of having bipolar type 1 are the disconnected moments, many of which I still cannot recall, that led to poor judgment. Sorry, the disconnected moments, many of which I still cannot recall, that led to poor judgment and reckless behavior that oftentimes felt like an out-of-body experience. I regret and I'm deeply mortified by my actions in that state, and I'm committed to accountability, treatment, and meaningful change. It does not excuse what I did, though. I'm not a Nazi or an anti-Semite. I love Jewish people. To the Black community, which helped me down through all of the highs and lows and the darkest times of my life, the Black community is unquestionably the foundation of who I am. I'm so sorry to have let you down. I love us. In early 2025, I fell into a four-month-long manic episode of psychotic, paranoid, and impulsive behavior that destroyed my life. As the situation became increasingly unsustainable, there were times I didn't want to be here anymore. Having bipolar disorder is notable state of constant mental illness. When you go into a manic episode, you are ill at that point. When you're not in an episode, you are completely normal, and that's when the wreckage from the illness hits the hardest. Hitting rock bottom a few months ago, my wife encouraged me to finally get help. I have found comfort in Reddit forums of all places. Different people speak of being in manic or depressive episodes of a similar nature. I read their stories and realized that I was not alone. It's not just me who ruins their entire life once a year despite taking meds every day and being told to by the so-called best doctors in the world that I am not bipolar but merely experiencing symptoms of autism. My words as a leader in my community have global impact and influence. In my mania, I lost complete sight of that. As I find my new baseline and new center through an effective regime of medication, therapy, exercise, and clean living, I have newfound, much-needed clarity. I'm pouring my energy into positive, meaningful art, music, clothing, design, and other new ideas to help the world. I'm not asking for sympathy or a free pass, though I aspire to earn your forgiveness. I write today simply to ask for your patience and understanding as I find my way home. Oh my God, with love, yay. Wow. I actually feel really bad. And I think the greatest victims of who he has been, obviously, except himself, have been probably his children and Kim Kardashian and his wife Bianca Censori, of course. I feel bad. We did judge him, but then I knew it wasn't normal, and he has too much sense. Like, his music is too deep for him to be so shallow, like to want to vie for presidency. Like, I remember that. I remember when he told people that they wanted to abort North, and Kim was really upset about that. It's just a really scary place to be. And I, you know, I've been here before when we talked about bipolar 2 disorder on one of my episodes with Maribel. You can scroll just on my page and you'll probably find something. But I understand that being in mania can totally ruin your life, and it's deep. It's deeper than we all think. It's not funny. It's no laughing matter. And we might, you know, that comment section, that comment on TikTok. I always see it on TikToks. Kenyans like to write this. Like, I saw someone who they consider overweight, eating and just like doing mukbangs, and people in the comment section are like, tutaku support hadi upasuke ukufe, stuff like that, you know, like tutaku support hadi, we'll cheer you on until it's like, you know, that paparazzi dystopian situation with Lady Gaga, you know, where the song, what's it called, Bad Romance? No, it's called Paparazzi. I'm your biggest fan, I'll follow you until you love me. And then it just becomes like wanting to follow these people's lives until we lead them to a point of self-destruction, or we just encourage their illness to a point where it's just so destructive to them and the people around them, and that their lives are ruined and stuff. I don't know. There's not much I can do personally, because I don't think I know anyone who struggles with mental health issues that doesn't actively seek help. But I'm sure you probably know someone, or you've interacted with someone in your community who you know deep down needs help, but then you can tell that the society around him, the people, the environment is just encouraging them to I don't know, to deteriorate rather than to get help. Oh, I don't know. We just want to film and post. Everything is so. The world is so dystopian these days. It's like a coming of age thing. I don't know. Anyway, we have come to the end of this episode. I want to do more episodes like this where I get to talk to you about what's happening in the world and stuff that I like and, you know, and all of that. So enjoy your week. I love you. Take care of yourself. Lau, say bye.
Bye.
Bye.